Years ago, Catalina Island had a zoo for exotic birds. It closed in the 1960s, and parts of the area fell into disrepair.
This was like an abandoned shack where there was just dirt, beer cans, you know, there was nothing. No electricity, no water, but it was a place to work.
That's Will Richards, an artist here on the island. He turned this place into a studio, and it's like nothing you've ever seen.
It has its own energy. I mean, when you walk in, you feel it. To me, it's living art.
Picture a kind of hobbit house built into the side of a ridge. It rises high above the street. Inside, you'll find a warren of open-air rooms, each one with a theme. One is for painting, another for wood carving, others for wax or glass or clay. The walls are covered, I mean covered, with art. Only some people might not call it art. They'd call it junk.
The thing about Catalina is it costs money to throw things away here. So they put it out on the sidewalk and says, free stuff. So this place is evolved from all that sort of a thing.
If this studio sounds a little crazy, it is. But it works. Will says it's his greatest creation.
I have a talent. I can draw and create things. But if I go for a walk, just step the canyon, I'll see like, oh, there's a neat piece of wood. I'll grab it, carry it. And by the time I get back from my walk, I made something just walking. So things actually find me. Wherever I go, I come back with more stuff.
He loads it all into his golf cart and hauls it back to the studio.
We'll walk around and I'll show you all the pieces. This little area here is where I make lamps, and I do. I have a lot of glass stuff. People throw away candy dishes, so I'm assembling. Part of it's a glass vase. There's a kitchen plate at the bottom, a candy dish, and then I glue marbles around them. And I got to use all these materials because they keep showing up.
Will's 66, and he's lived on the island for 41 years.
At 14, I started selling my artwork. Somebody had me do a portrait of their dad, grandpa, who passed away. And I took it to the people, and they go, well, it looks like him, but it just doesn't have the life in him. And I'm thinking, now, how do you pull the life out of something that's an old blurry photograph, you know? So I took it home, and I just put two little white dots in the eyes, and I brought it back, and they go, oh, that's it, it's alive. You know, it was just as simple as that. Now this Whoa. Is like, when you walk up here, you feel instant vibrational change. Now this is where I keep all the driftwood that I find, because I carve driftwood. Oh, we're looking at like maybe 80 pieces of beautiful wood that all has beautiful forms and shapes, and it's kind of like a little amphitheater here, see? And then this is the stage. So I come up here. So I can do the work, and I look at all these things, like they're all looking back. And they're all kind of going, carve me next, grab me.
It looks to me like he's got plenty of driftwood. But he was buzzing about yet another piece. He found it at the golf course and needed help pulling it out. For the sake of journalism, or maybe adventure, I hopped in his golf cart and we headed out.
What I do is I drive uphill with the motor on, and I coast down all the hills, so I'm only using half the amount of gas everybody else does. And I take my windshield out because I feel like I'm going faster. Most people don't like to go on these adventures with me because they're usually like out of this world, kind of dangerous. And good. We're gonna walk over here, and I'll show you what it looks like.
It?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Wow, I'm not joking.
Oh, how big do you think that thing is?
Well, that's probably about 200 pounds, but it's hollow. So that, you know, it ain't going to be that heavy.
Will looped a rope around the stump, and we tugged, but it hardly budged. It was time for plan B, golf cart as tow truck, and I'm the tow truck driver. We got it out. It's an enormous fig tree stump. Will starts cutting away the rotten bark with a little hatchet.
Isn't that cool all by itself? That is a beauty. Look how soft it is. Beautiful?
He'll get it home, somehow, and add it to his collection.
There. That is a beauty.
On Catalina Island, this is Maureen O'Hagan.